The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about robot trees because all of the conversation we have had this week has been about that bike shelter. Not a shed. A shed has four walls that can be locked. This was a bike shelter that cost €330,000. Mad amount of money considering what they ended up with. I think I built my house for less than that. Yet here we are talking about this monumental waste of money. And it brought to mind another waste of money, or at least something that had been argued as a waste of money that happened here in Cork a couple of years ago. And they are robot trees. Now, you may have forgotten about the robot trees. People in Cork don't forget about them because they sit on them, because that's effectively what they're used for mostly. But they were there and they cost €300,000 to install as well. And seemingly they cost €15,000 a year to maintain. Lots of noses were wrinkled when they were installed as to whether they were a waste of money. But we decided let's check in on them now to see how they're doing. The trees aren't available for comment, obviously, but we have two councillors, Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City North West, John Sheehan, and Labour councillor for Cork South Central, Peter Horgan. You're very welcome to the programme, both of you. John Sheehan, just to the uninitiated who haven't seen them and they mightn't have been on Patrick Street, what are these things?
Hi, Jonathan. Basically, what they look like, Jonathan, is they look like a bench and they look like effectively like a stack of pallets, really. Not to be too unkind, that are put on top of each other, that go about 10, 15 feet high. And then they also have a display information sort of bulletin. So within the sort of, in between the pallets, there's moss that's meant to filter the air. But to be honest with you, the main function of them really, as you said, is for people to gather around, an educational aspect, and perhaps to get people thinking and discussing things. They were expensive, five of them for €350,000. And I think no councillor would have voted in favour of it, but it was a decision by the executive. But we have them now. They're there in the city. They certainly stimulate debate, a bit like the spire in O'Connell Street. They certainly stimulate conversation and debate.
Hang on. The spire is a rather effective piece of aluminium that's in the middle of O'Connell Street. These, as you've rightly described them, are akin to stacked pallets. Do they do anything to clean the air? Because that was quite literally the point.
They do a little bit, but to be honest with you, you know, if we were spending the money, I'd spend it on trees. Trees eliminate the air much better. They're much better at doing it, and we should be planting more trees. I know we planted 1,300 last year, but we need to plant more.
Peter Horgan, what do you make of these robot trees / pallets to sit on?
Well, good afternoon, Jonathan. To me, they look like a massive waste of money, and the big problem with them is they're supposed to collect data for the air and the area around it. And we have no data. There's no data available from what these robot trees are meant to be doing. I fully agree with Councillor Sheehan that actually if we spent the money on real trees, they probably would have cleaned the air even more. The problem with people sitting on them, and they are the most expensive benches in the city centre, is that most of the time when I see them, people are either vaping or smoking underneath them, completely diluting the impact that they're meant to have.
Putting it up to the tree, quite literally, to see if that can it can filter what's coming out of the vape. But, Peter, to be fair, we are talking about scandalous wastes of money here. I'd forgotten about these, but I've been reminded of them today.
Well, you can only be but reminded of them every time you're in the city centre, Jonathan. And I think it goes back to what John Sheehan was saying. No councillor would have voted for this. I wasn't a member of the council when this happened back in 2020, when the order was put in. But it does actually raise a bigger debate and issue about the role of local government and the role of councillors and the respect that councillors should be getting from executives, not just in Cork, but across all local authorities. A significant sum of the people's money spent on something that the people didn't want, that doesn't work and is a laughing stock of the city, and it's councillors get it in the neck at the door, not the executive. We have to see a rebalancing of local government in this country to ensure that all major financial decisions, no matter the remit, are presented to councillors, to the elected members. That's the overarching thing. But when you drill down into it, yes, it's a scandalous waste of money. It's kind of looked at in Cork now almost like the event centre in the Lewis, like something that might not happen or might never happen and given a wry smile or worse online.
Yeah, can I just ask you have asked, though, for the data, I'm presuming. What have you been told when you've asked for it?
There hasn't been a meeting of the Environment Strategic Policy Committee, which I'm a member of, yet in this council. I understand there was a meeting of the previous council where councillors of all tribes and none were asking questions and not being given the full answers. There was a meeting held in camera that I'm not privy to in the past council. But as I understand it, there's still no data and no report left in it. I'm not okay. happy to leave them go as they are. We have to see what we need to do with them. We need to rip the plaster off and make a decision.
Yeah, okay, well, they're there now. John Sheehan, do you know if there's data that has been produced that's telling us what we're breathing in on Patrick Street?
No, very little. And I suspect, to be frank, Jonathan, I don't think there ever is going to be conclusive data showing very much out of these. And we're really left with three options with them. Over 300,000 of taxpayers' money has been spent on them, as Peter said. You know, either we get rid of them, we hang on to them and use them as basically a talking point in the city for 15,000 a year, or the third option, which they're exploring, is parking up with a university or some other third level institution to see would they, partner up in terms of using them for some purpose within their campus. My own opinion would be we have them now. They do get people debating and talking. I would be inclined to hang on to them because, the money is gone, unfortunately, and we're stuck with them. And, they do provoke debate and controversy, which sometimes is no harm.
Yeah, but at the same time, we have to pay to maintain them at 15 grand a year. Now, whatever about, to borrow Boris Johnson's phrase, spaffing 300 grand against the wall, we could probably be doing more with the 15 to 20 grand a year to maintain these things.
Yeah, no, it's a good argument. But at the end of the day, they're part of the street furniture now.
So is the Aircom phone box that hasn't had a phone in it for the last decade. That doesn't mean we should leave it there.
No, but they do provide a function in terms of, in terms of the seating, in terms of debate, in terms of, information panels. So they do have some function within the city. It's not just, a block of nothing there. They are part of the street furniture now, for want of a better word. So I would be in favour of either hanging on to them or either parking up maybe with one of the third level institutions to see can we come up with some more useful thing in terms of education or something, rather than just throwing them out and getting rid of them.
Peter Horgan, that's an eminently good idea. Of course, it won't happen. We'll continue spending the 20 grand a year because nobody in the council will want to admit that they got it wrong. You have been elected, as has John, as have all your other councillors. Are you going to do anything about this?
Yeah, I'm going to seek to have this push forward. And I would differ to John respectfully, and I 100% respect his view and his opinion on that. I actually think they're doing a disservice to clean air strategies that we're trying to push through at the city level. If you try to convince people of, more bike lanes, more people using alternative transport to the car, to the single-use occupancy of the car, those who want to push back will throw the robot trees in your face. So if anything, they are a constant reminder of a failure. And, it's not something that someone in City Hall should be afraid to put the hand up and say, look, mea culpa, we got it wrong. We'll move on. We'll learn from this.
Have you ever known anybody to do that in the public service? To stand up and say, yeah, we made bags of that, unless they were a politician who was particularly caught?
Well, maybe that's why we need a kind of a change in culture, Jonathan. And perhaps I'm naive in that as a new councillor, although I am working in politics over 10 years, but I might be naive as a first-time elected councillor to believe that we should change the way we do things. I believe in communication to people, and if you get something wrong, you hold up your hands and you move on with it.
John Sheehan, you have been a councillor for longer than Peter Horgan has been. You're also a medical doctor, so you've been constantly fighting the fight against the HSE over the years as well. Have you ever known people in power to put their hands up? I mean, we haven't exactly been knocked over in the rush of people saying we shouldn't have built the bike shelter.
No, we certainly haven't. And I suppose, to be fair to officials, it's the politician's job to go out and explain. We take the flak, but we're also very quick to take the credit when something goes right. So I suppose we live or die, by some of these decisions. But it is frustrating, as Peter said, when these spending decisions are sometimes made without scrutiny, even before a committee, even before an environmental committee, a finance committee. And really, I think more scrutiny of some of these decisions would be no harm. So that sometimes projects gain momentum and they run away before anyone has the sort of wherewithal to sort of say, hey, what are we doing here? Is this real value for money? Could we spend it another way?
Yeah, but hang on. We're not paying people in the public service to do this. Is there a casual disregard for value for money in the public service, John Sheehan?
I don't particularly think so. But the difficulty is, Jonathan, a lot of these things, a bit like the robot trees there, they get tied up in a sort of a suite of packages that are doing other things. So sometimes if you want some other improvements like trees planted, other green strategies, sometimes this comes as part of it, and it sometimes it's hard to disentangle that. But we need to be able to say that. We want to say this bit of the package is good, we want this, but we don't necessarily want this. We're finding this with a lot of sort of measures. Now, you either take the whole package or you don't get any. And that's sometimes a way of pushing things forward that perhaps may not make a lot of sense. And we need to question that more.
Just a couple of messages that have come into the programme. David is in Cork. Good afternoon, David. Bad news for you guys. You're taking the blame. Idiotic councillors, he says. They could have planted hundreds of real trees throughout the city. An utter waste of money. Not all down to the councillors. In fact, as has been pointed out, they didn't know anything about the robot trees until they were in place, which is a different problem. My biggest issue with them is that they're just plonked in the middle of the footpath, ruining the flow of the street into a pinch point, ruining the flow of the urban realm there, which is an interesting point. And someone else says, someone has to cry stop to any more pricey bureaucratic kites. We, the payees, cannot afford them. We are barely keeping ourselves afloat. Their largesse is misplaced, and there's a limit to what the workforce of Ireland's size can generate. And that is the wider point here, Peter Horgan, is, you know, we're heading into an election cycle. We're going to talk about that in a minute. This is going to really rile people up, no matter what few bob they get in the budget. The bike shed at Leinster House, the robot trees, they are permanent reminders of how public money can and is being squandered.
Yeah, and I was out on doors yesterday just with a leaflet update for people, and it was being raised, the bike shed. And the anger in that, it's something I haven't seen an anger about in a long time on doors. And I say this as someone who is not putting himself forward for the general election, so I can speak a bit freer than maybe other candidates. But we have to you have to narrow in on where the spending is happening and where the issues are going on. The robot trees, as John has said, was not presented to elected members. Now, it's happened. But actually, the bike shed was presented to elected members of the Oireachtas through the Oireachtas Commission.
To be fair, they expected it to be a normal bike shed.
Did they? Have members of that?
Well, your party leader did.
Asking this, my party leader did, but she's not a member of the Oireachtas Commission at the time. The Oireachtas Commission is chaired by the Ceann Comhairle, so far be it for me to defend the government parties. It's their job to defend themselves. But the Oireachtas Commission signed off on this shed, and there are members of every single party on that committee. And there are certain parties throwing shade because, like you said, we are entering an electoral season yet again. Perhaps because of the bike shed, that electoral season will be paused to next March. Because there is serious anger from the doors that I've been speaking to this week alone.
Oh, well, the perpetual anger will be replaced by something else in March if it isn't this now. We leave it there. Peter Horgan, councillor for the Labour Party. John Sheehan, councillor for the Fianna Fáil Party. Thank you both very much for joining us. It just defies logic. I'd forgotten about the robot trees. I pass them regularly. They are just street furniture. Tall street furniture. They don't make any noise. You just sit in them. And there's a couple of signs on them, and yeah, there's graffiti on them as well. And if it's supposed to clean the air, we actually don't know whether that's happening or not. Because guess what? They don't want to tell us, just in case we say, well, they might have been a waste of money. Who'd have thought it? That along with the bike shelter that doesn't keep your bike dry when you park it at Leinster House.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.